Good morning with sports news. I'm David Gustina. To the NBA, where the San Antonio Spurs beat the Brooklyn Nets 118-105. Elsewhere, Houston beat the Clippers 122-117, Milwaukee over the Lakers 111-104, and Utah downs Atlanta 111-106. In the National Hockey League, the New York Islanders beat the Boston Bruins in a shootout 3-2. Philadelphia crushed Buffalo 6-1, and Montreal squeaks by Calgary in overtime 4-3. To the NFL, where Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott says he will play Sunday against Philadelphia despite a shoulder injury sustained in the previous game against the Los Angeles Rams. Elsewhere, the Jacksonville Jaguars are no longer on Coughlin time. The team reset all the clocks inside the building about 12 hours after owner Shad Khan fired top executive Tom Coughlin, former coach of the New York Giants. One of Coughlin's many nuances and mandates was setting clocks ahead 5 minutes so players wouldn't be late for meetings. To Major League Baseball, where a person familiar with the process says the Baseball Players Union has filed a grievance against the New York Yankees in an attempt to regain the remaining $26 million due to released outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury. The team contends he violated the agreement by getting unauthorized medical treatment. Ellsbury disputes that claim. The Yankees released the 36-year-old outfielder last month. And Martin Perez and Boston finalized a one-year contract that guarantees $6.5 million, a deal that would be worth $14.5 million over two seasons if the Red Sox exercise a 2021 option and the 28-year-old left-hander regularly starts. I'm David Gustina.